Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dr. Amy Edwards, an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joins the show.
So, Dr. Edwards, I'm sure you heard, Cedar Point has an opening date now. That's one thing we've been talking about on the Jen and Tim show. And they're going to require masks. So what's going to happen on these 90-degree days when people are going to the park and they're outside and they're breathing is through a mask? Is that going to be dangerous?
You know, I've wondered a lot about that too, and I'm not sure. I don't know what the point is of masks, to be very honest. Like, I mean, one, you're often eating treats and things, right? I mean, you're going to get the what are they, the elephant ears or whatever those things
are called. Oh, good call, Dr. Edwards. Absolutely.
Delicious.
And you're going to get, you know, cotton candy, and you're going to get a soda, and you're going to – so, I mean, half the time you're going to have your mask off anyways because you're going to be eating or drinking something. That's the whole point of going to an amusement park. And you're going to be sitting in roller coasters that other people have been sitting in and touching. So, to me, I'm not sure that the masks are going to be super helpful in that kind of environment. And honestly, I mean, maybe this sounds a little callous, but I feel like they should do it like, you know, what Disney World is planning on doing is just having people sign a release. If you're going to come to the amusement park, you have to understand that there's a risk of coronavirus. And if you're willing to accept that risk, then you can come play. Because I think even with those precautions, it's not clear to me that you're going to that wearing masks in that situation is going to help very much.
And the sunburn you'll get, that is a weird shape around a mask. I mean, nobody's talking about that, but we're going to look horrific after a day at Cedar Point, whether it turns into a tan or not. What is that?
So now that more things are opening up and people are going out more, are we getting too comfortable?
That is one of my concerns, and it actually is one of the reasons why I don't like the idea of wearing masks to Cedar Point. I think we're painting this picture that, like, a mask will save you from everything, and that's just not true. The mask was never meant to protect you as an individual. It was to protect other people from you in case you were an asymptomatic spreader. But even that is only about 30% or 40%. It only blocks about 30 to 40% of your droplets. So there's still plenty getting out. And so I fear that we're painting this picture of as long as you wear your mask, you're fine. And I can't promise that. It's not true.
And as everybody looks ahead, and we hope sooner than later for a vaccine, where are we at as far as that process is concerned?
So we are moving along. There are several vaccines that have completed phase one trials. But the thing you have to remember is a lot of the vaccines that have completed phase one trials didn't do animal trials. And so we're kind of a little bit in the dark, or some of them were doing the animal trials together with the human trials. A lot of them are doing them in very small populations. So, for instance, if you go back to like a normal vaccine, like the one that came out kind of more recently is rotavirus, and those trials were done in like 60, 70,000 people, and they're talking about doing these coronavirus vaccines in like 20 or 30,000 people. Those are very small trials. You could miss rare but serious side effects. It worries me. Like, I'm worried that we're rushing too fast and that we're going to end up with an inferior product. But, you know, I'm not a vaccine manufacturer. There's nothing I can do about it. There are some promising trials. There's some things I'm a little bit concerned about as far as people are putting data out there in press releases, but they're not publishing it in peer-reviewed journals where we can see it and make sure that it looks good. I'm optimistic given the amount of resources going towards the vaccines, but I'm a little bit concerned because I feel like we're making some sacrifices in the science that I am not comfortable with.
Dr. Edwards, we love having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us again this week.
You have a great day.